The fourth and final hour of our get-together. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is the 9 o'clock stretch. To stretch it out, I went to the gym yesterday. Greg, on the spot.
Show off.
Bad boy. It makes me feel so much better. I have to force myself to do it. I mean, once I'm there, I'm good. But, man, I've got to do it. My body reacts right away. If I don't have activity, it just goes downhill. I've said before, I am. I truly am a human version of a golden retriever. If you throw me a ball, I will run and be happy.
But if not?
If you want to lay on the couch and watch TV, I will lay there and be happy. But I pay a price for that.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Can't just lay around. Come on, Greg.
It's true.
Come on.
All right.
No, you're way more active than me, just maybe not in the gym per se, but whew, I got to tell you, I feel a lot better since I went. We got to keep going. Got to make it a habit.
Yep.
I don't know about every day, but a couple days a week anyway. All right. It's 9:08 now. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your biggest stories. Arrested and charged for the murder of the CEO in New York, Luigi Mangione, is 26 years old, arrested in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And Daniel Penny was found not guilty. And they're trying to make that, again, as they have, a racial thing, because Daniel Penny is white and Jordan Neely is black. Jordan Neely was acting up on the subway. Many people felt extremely frightened and feared for their lives. Daniel Penny, as a Marine, stepped up and put Jordan Neely in a chokehold. Subsequently, Jordan Neely ended up dying, not right then, but later on. And police, well, they wanted to talk to Daniel Penny for sure, and they did. And they felt very good that this was acting in self-defense. Other witnesses corroborated that. It was a done deal. But no, it's New York. And all you need is a few squeaky idiots. And all of a sudden, you've got that Alvin Bragg. Yeah, we better take it to court. Never had a case at all in my mind. Why it took the jury so long to find him not guilty, I have no idea.
That's a mess situation.
And it's like a good Samaritan rule. If the intent is a very good and positive one, you help somebody, they're in a car wreck, and you try to move them because it appears the car is about to catch on fire, and you may accidentally hurt them further. Well, a good Samaritan law covers that because it's not your intention. His intention was not to hurt or kill Jordan Neely. He just wanted to calm down. And, of course, the guy was high on something. And, of course, the coroner ruled before he got the toxicology test back that he died because of the chokehold. Oh, no, the drugs didn't have anything to do with it? What about the lifestyle? He's lived basically homeless, and the food intake, and what was the condition of his health otherwise? Were those contributing factors? What about the fact that he'd been arrested, I don't know, nearly 40 times before?
Yeah.
What about the fact that he was recently even wanted on a bench warrant for an attack on a 68-year-old woman on the subway? Just bizarre. Bizarre, bizarre. Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm confused. Didn't this guy threaten to kill people? Isn't that a fact?
Yep.
Yes, threatened to kill, said I want to go back to jail, et cetera, et cetera. Yes.
Right. So when I'm seeing recaps of all this, it's being left out. They're saying, Neely did such and such and so and so because this other guy came on the subway and was acting erratically, or the black man that's pissed now because of the verdict. He says being loud. He wasn't being loud. He was threatening to kill people. Why is that to this day being left out of the news coverage? He was threatening to kill people. God bless America.
I know where you're getting that other one who says, you can choke somebody out because they're talking loudly. I believe that's his so-called father. in this.
Unreal.
Neely's father or whatever. Look, they're all looking for a payday.
Mm-hmm.
They're all trying to make an issue where there isn't one. They're using race as the bait, if you will. That's exactly what they're doing, and it's wrong. And Daniel Penny acted appropriately, and you would hope a hero like that would step up if it was your mother or your aunt or your grandma or your sister on that subway train, and this lunatic was on there spouting off all kinds of craziness. And you can't say he never presented a threat to anyone, because he's not only threatened others before, he's attacked them. We got another Jeff? How many Jeffs do you know?
At least two this hour.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Two things I wanted to bring up is, one, I think Alan Bragg wanted to bring those charges, at least a minor charge against him, that they could, on a civil suit, get money out of him. And the second one is, he seemed to be a danger to himself and others, so technically his family should have had him admitted to a psychiatric hospital.
And yeah, good points, both. And maybe they have. And how many times can you do that? I mean, they can only hold you, I know, in Florida, 72 hours if you're Baker acted. Out in California, I think it's called the 5150 rule. I think it's the same thing, 72 hours for your threat to yourself or someone else. And after that, I think they have to let you go unless you can get somebody in there to make a serious evaluation and hold you. And I don't know, that's fairly rare. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again. This time it's Roy. Good morning.
Well, my understanding is this person has been arrested for violent acts already.
Mm-hmm.
Had they kept him in the jail like they should have,
really,
he would probably still be alive today.
That's crazy talk. Wait, guys committed multiple felonies over time, was actually wanted on a warrant for attacking a 68-year-old woman on the subway, and you think he should have been in jail? You need to check your logic at the door, man. They don't think that way, clearly, in New York City, or Alvin Bragg and this buffoonery. But as long as people continue to vote these idiots in there, nothing's going to change. In fact, if it does change, it'll change for the worse.
Well, these are the kind of people that say, oh, as long as you're stealing under $1,000 worth of stuff, don't bother us.
That's the mentality you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And, man, real bad guys? Nope. They hardly want to do anything about it. But if you're an ordinary great citizen abiding by the law and you step up to protect others, you're the bad guy in their eyes.
Right.
It is. It's downright sickening is what it is. Yep. We've got plenty more to talk about. I've got a Florida man story for you. Yep. Keep your pants on. I'll tell you all about it next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Luigi Mangione named, arrested, everything else. 26 years old, charged with the killing of the CEO in New York City in cold blood. And I don't know what typical is for this kind of thing, but he was educated at University of Pennsylvania, master's degree in computer sciences. But not social misfit friends. He was valedictorian in high school. I mean, popular guy, Facebook and social media presence, smiling, having a good time. Enjoyed some level of wealth, I guess, within his family. Wasn't poor and downtrodden. He was radicalized. I think that probably has something to do with some things that happened to him. Maybe the educational system. They're radicalizing young people, and I just think that we're barely seeing the tip of it, unfortunately. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Daniel Penny, on the other hand, just a sheepdog doing a good thing, protecting others, had to go through the ridiculousness of a trial, finally found not guilty. I don't know what took the jury so long. It was pretty obvious. And you've got witnesses who are actually there in the subway said, yeah, I feared for my life. I fear some of them, I think it was 9 out of 11, saying it was the most frightening experience they had ever had, ever on a subway. when this guy Neely was in there acting and saying very threatening and crazy things. It's, yeah, the world is upside down, my friends.
Yeah.
Which is okay until all that blood rushes to your head and it won't feel so good.
All dizzy and all that.
Oh, but you know what can help with that? Meth! Sorry, I had to make a transition into a Florida man story. And meth is usually the key link there.
It is connected a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
So this guy, Austin Alexander Smith, I don't know if he was going door to door and he wanted to clean people's carpets, but he did show up at one house. Well, he was missing his shoes and his pants, which, you know, if you're going to bust in the door like he did, taking your shoes off is very thoughtful. Your pants, on the other hand, that can make people uncomfortable, you know? Yeah. This happened in Winter Haven, which is part of Polk County, that has a sheriff that doesn't tolerate a whole lot of nonsense. So, yeah, you don't want to be doing a bunch of meth and going around to people's houses at 1:36 a.m. It could have turned out worse for him. Lucky for him, this guy, Austin Alexander Smith, 23, was charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling, and he was booked into the Polk County Jail. But when he was banging on the door at 1:36, the residents didn't answer it. Eventually, they came out into the living room and discovered Smith standing there wearing only a shirt, but no pants or shoes.
Whoops.
He was holding in his hand a carpet cleaner. Now, I don't know if he wanted to go there to clean their carpets, but it turns out that, well, the carpet cleaner was actually, it belonged to the residents. They yelled at Smith, who then dropped the carpet cleaner and ran out the door.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, really, that's about the best outcome you could have.
Yes.
Because in a lot of places, you've kicked somebody's door in.
That's a home invasion.
Absolutely. Of a dwelling, of an occupied dwelling.
Not turn out well for you.
No. Smith told officers once they caught up to him and arrested him because
Know it was him?
Well, there's not a lot of people at 1:36 a.m. around that area of Polk County walking around without their pants on.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a good community then.
Yeah. It's not like Key West.
Yeah.
You know, this is Polk County. And people generally, they wear their pants when they're supposed to.
All right.
And, look, I don't know if he was apologizing or what, but he basically said, sorry, guys. What did I do? I don't remember. I was high on meth.
If you're going to have a good excuse, that's the one to go for.
I would think so.
It's not legal.
Oh, yeah. It's not. I don't know that it's going to help you at sentencing or not. But
it's effective.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking for an excuse, you know, why you're misbehaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is still not a valid excuse. Yeah. Police located a person matching his description. Can you describe the man? Yeah, he didn't have any pants on, and he didn't have any shoes on, and he ran out our front door. Okay, that's not a lot of information, but we'll try to go on that.
What color was his hair and his eyes? That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Yep, the officers detained the suspect, and he was later identified, just to make sure, by the resident. Yep, he's the guy. And the odd thing was, when he was in the lineup, he didn't have any pants on there either.
Well, that's solid. They knew it was him.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. There's your Florida man story, just to make sure that your day is off to a good start. Meth is bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
We may have something far worse. It's even worse than fentanyl. Apparently, the CDC is finding out that, along with all these fentanyl overdoses that have killed 70 to 100,000 Americans. And by the way, they try to get statistics, and it's not always reported, but statistics based on mistaken overdoses. Do you know what I mean? In other words, they poisoned themselves. They weren't intending to commit suicide, shall we say. And last year, nearly 70% of all overdose deaths were attributed to illegally manufactured fentanyl. One, that's considered in the fentanyl's family is carfentanil. Car, like the car, C-A-R, carfentanil. And it's an altered version of fentanyl that, get ready for this, said to be 100 times more potent. More potent than fentanyl.
It's crazy.
Which is much more potent than heroin, for instance, and other opioids. Wow. And the reason for that is, obviously, the more powerful you can make a drug,
right,
then the easier it is to, I don't know, throw in a backpack across a border, for instance.
Oh, yeah. You make it so much more compact, you're just kind of...
The problem is, in that kind of concentration, I would imagine anything that becomes airborne is going to be deadly. That's the downside.
Scary. That is scary.
Yeah. And so, you know, these are things that Border Patrol has really got to be aware of. All right. Anyway, since the outbreak of this carfentanil-linked death 2016, the drug had largely disappeared. And then just recently, apparently, they're seeing it come right back because of its high profitability. Your customers don't seem like many of them are going to be repeat customers. I'll never understand that business model completely.
Always, it's easier to keep a customer than go find another one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that used to be the rule anyway.
Yeah.
It is 9:28. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And in about 15 minutes, we'll have things that make you smile. Start thinking about positive, upbeat, non-political thoughts. More headlines as well, more information. It's what we do on 97.3 The Sky. Just be happy you don't have the life of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
She's attacked all the time.
Well, that's true.
Now, look, you say some things that might be considered, I don't know, outrageous, and there might be some blowback, but, man, she really, it's hard to believe. She's been swatted like 8 or 9 times. You know what that means, where they call SWAT on you?
Yeah.
It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning and welcome. And, yeah, an apparent swatting call at the North Georgia home of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican out of Georgia, left a woman dead following a car accident involving local police. Greene took to social media on Monday to report that she was the subject of a bomb threat directed at her home. The congresswoman said the Rome Police Department's assistant chief received the threat via email, prompting a bomb squad to be dispatched to her home. Just because she's been swatted many times before, they can't assume that, oh, it's another fake. You wouldn't want that, right? So they have to continually be diligent and operate as though it could be the real deal. Greene says this is not the first time she's been the subject of a swatting call since being elected to Congress. She's been swatted at least 9 times, it turns out. Yep. A swatting call generally involves alerting 911 of a false threat to a specific location or person. It invokes a police response and can divert resources from real crimes or threats. But there's also another impact, like what occurred here, where a woman was killed in a deadly traffic incident. And it involved one of the police officers rushing to the scene. Greene said the email was traced back to a Russian IP address, and her office will be working with local and federal law enforcement, including the FBI, to bring the perpetrator to justice. Rome police reported that during the attempt to respond to her home, a deadly traffic incident took place involving one of their officers. On Monday, December 9th, a Rome Police Department officer was traveling in a personal vehicle en route to take his place with the bomb squad on a call. This officer was involved in a traffic accident, which has created significant travel delays around the Norfolk Southern Railroad. And Greene said she was heartsick over the deadly accident, which claimed the life of a woman and, of course, injured the police officer. Yep. Said, I was just informed that an innocent woman died today involving a member of Rome Police bomb squad that was responding to a threat at my home. These violent political threats have fatal consequences. It's an undue strain on our law enforcement and must treat them seriously. And yeah, this happens. Like the ones you think of, at least generally in this area, schools have been the targets of that. They call in, you know, bomb threats. And again, law enforcement, you know, they're forced to respond. But I can tell you, at least around here, they seem to be taking that very, very seriously, and they will work hard to catch you. and they will punish you. And I think that is definitely and definitely helped to cut down on that. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, I mean, seriously, 9 times she's been swatted in some way, shape, or form. Wow.
That's a lot.
That is. Hey, let's give free health care to illegal aliens.
Sure, why not? Just hand it all out. Just give it all away.
Colorado Democrats celebrating a new law. Really? Are they really celebrating it?
Well, they are.
I mean, they're celebrating it? Like, let's go out and have an early Cinco de Mayo?
Probably.
Okay.
They don't know better.
It goes into effect January 1st. It will extend free Medicaid coverage to illegal migrants who are pregnant as well as migrant children. Dubbed Cover All Coloradans, the program opens up state Medicaid for funding prenatal and postpartum care, physical, dental, vision, mental health care for children with an initial price tag of, up to $51 million in cost to the Colorado taxpayer.
Wow.
Well, I guarantee it's higher than that. But anyway, the Democrat Governor Jared Polis administration working with a list of immigrant activist groups to alert migrants that they are eligible for the program and can sign up, while assuring migrants that their personal information and lack of legal immigration status will not be supplied to immigration officials.
So they know who they are, where they are, but they ain't telling.
That is correct. And they're giving away taxpayers' money.
Wow.
So they're not punishing bad behavior, breaking the law, coming into the country. Uh-uh. They're rewarding it. Huh.
Yeah.
Joke is on you, Democrats. Yeah. What they're finding out now is that a lot of Hispanics, especially, are voting Republican. They're voting for Trump more and more.
Whoops.
Yeah. So they think they're buying votes, and they're not. Here's one story. Latino vote shifting right creates chance for generational majority. And there's other stories like that, and they highlight, like, an illegal immigrant that says, yeah, she's, you know, happy that her neighbors and stuff are voting for the for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, keep giving stuff away.
There you go.
It's funny. I said a long time ago, and the trend was concerning. This was back quite a few years, and there was a lot of focus on the I-4 corridor. And there were a lot of Hispanics coming here, many from Puerto Rico, that decided to relocate in Central Florida. And everybody said, look, this is going to really upset the balance. The Republicans had an edge at that time. They said, man, a lot of these folks vote Democrat, and I can tell you, within a couple of cycles, it did shift over. I'm being very general here, but generally shifted over to the Republicans. And I said, look at the direction of the Democrat Party, and look at your typical Hispanics. They're God-fearing and family-centered and hard workers.
Yeah.
Think about that combination. No, they don't want their children to change their biological sex.
No.
They want to be able to, express their beliefs, and they want an opportunity to work, to get ahead, to live the American dream.
Which again goes back to the fact that, as we've talked before, you know, it's not like Donald Trump is wanting, all the agencies to be tracking down every poor Mexican family that did come across the border, legal or not. They want to go after felons, rapists, murderers, criminals. That's the priority first.
Whoopi Goldberg and some of the oddballs she works with, they think that Trump's going to come and get them.
Oh, if only. If only. Can we deport The View?
Ooh.
And that Jemele Hill chick, she needs to go.
Yeah.
I got a list.
That would be good.
Yeah.
This is a piece has to do with Republican Chip Roy.
Oh. Texas, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
With Daniel Penny's acquittal earlier in the day, Congressman Chip Roy, the Republican out of Texas, thinks it's time to investigate the New York prosecutor's office, including Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. I agree. He was on Fox Business Network on Monday, and he called on the incoming Trump Department of Justice to investigate potential civil rights abuses committed by Bragg against Penny. I want to bring it back home now, David Asman said. He was the host. This decision was just made by the court in New York to find Daniel Penny innocent. A lot of people credited him for being a real hero, both black and white, and other people of color who were in that subway car said he stopped a crazy man from injuring passengers and his intention was not to kill this individual, but found completely innocent. Is that a good sign for what's been happening in American cities? And Chip Roy said, let me tell you something. I mean, of all the things that have happened recently, the fact that an American jury stood against the crazy tyrannical lawlessness of the New York prosecutor's office and Alvin Bragg and stood up and said, this man's an American hero, should be let free. God bless, he said. That means things are headed in the right direction. Now, let me be very clear. The Department of Justice under President Trump should be looking into the civil rights abuses against Daniel Penny. The fact that the New York government, the New York prosecutor, went after Daniel Penny. I want our Department of Justice to hold New York accountable. Yeah, and he said, yeah, we're moving in the right direction. When they stood up, when the jury kind of stood up against the prosecution, I see it slightly differently. We might be moving in the right direction, you know, collectively, it, to some respect, or in many corners. I thought it was interesting that the case dragged on where they actually had to talk about it for 5 days. The jury had to discuss it for 5 days. Now, part of that delay might not be their fault. The judge kind of changed the rules, etc., but still days went by. I would have thought, honestly, it would be a couple of hours max.
Slam dunk. Not guilty. Yeah, absolutely.
And that might have sent maybe a clearer message. But, you know, a jury is a jury, and they, you know, that there's an art form to pick a jury that is going to be, you know, whether you're prosecution or defense. Mm-hmm. So you're always going to get a few on either side that you think might help your cause, but I thought it took them too long.
Oh, yeah.
Too long. So we'll see. Yeah, and the other blowback is you've got activists, one of them delivering a threatening message after this jury found Marine veteran Daniel Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Basically, he was calling for black vigilantes to step up and do the same, presumably to white people, who said, yeah, you can't just jump up, choke, and kill black people because they're loud.
Nobody.
He's referring
thinks,
to Jordan Neely.
Nobody thinks you should.
He's more than, he was more than just loud. He was extremely animated, extremely threatening, and he has a track record that goes back years with something like, I don't know, 40 arrests. And he had recently attacked a 68-year-old woman on the subway. Loud.
Unreal.
Yeah. Are we looking for a dollar or two? Oh, you better believe they are. Yep, activists like him. All right, it's 9:47. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. You know, we need things that make you smile. We need some upbeat positive thoughts brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So go ahead and call in now. Non-political, you can do it. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Next on 97.3 The Sky. Oh, good morning. Time now for things that make you smile and be positive thoughts. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. And let's go to Ann. Good morning. What's making you smile?
Hi. I'm smiling because my birthday is December 31st, New Year's Eve. And I made it by 3 minutes, 11:57 p.m. Saved my dad $600 on income tax. And it's making me smile. I'm going to be the big 6'5".
All right. Congratulations. And
there you go.
Party on and enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's go to Price. What's making you smile?
Bob, it's making me smile that if you see something, say something. But if you actually do something, you become a vigilante. That makes me laugh out loud.
I know, sad. But that's New York. Thankfully, we don't live there. And that should make you smile. Sherry, what's making you smile?
Things are tough all over. I have a flock of buzzards that are now coming to my house to eat, and I set out crackers, stale bread, and cream corn on a plate for the grackles and things, and these buzzards are tearing it up.
Whoa! I don't know that I'd want to attract them, would I?
And I don't think buzzards make me smile.
Spencer, what's making you smile?
A month ago, I was doing a two-day event. And on Sunday morning, a woman came up, an elderly woman, came up to me and asked, could she sing the Star Spangled Banner? I said, oh, boy, here we go. But I let her. She was a Cuban immigrant. She sang it so beautiful. Everybody at the whole event had their hats over their hearts and all that stuff.
Right.
Awesome.
Sounds fantastic. Yeah. And you know what? That kind of patriotism definitely makes me smile. Thank you. Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. When we locked down and people had time to get angry and organize, we took to the streets to demand justice. Lots of promises to defund the cops, and it never happened. Wow, sounds pretty passionate. That was Darcy Bell just a couple of years ago. Yeah, cop hating all the way. Until her U-Haul truck got stolen last week, containing most of her possessions. Then all of a sudden, she was looking for the help of the police, which she begged people to defund. Reminds me back in the day, an old bumper sticker said, if you hate the cops, next time you're in trouble, call a hippie. Yes, dated reference. Yeah. But it's still The Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!